I just believe God has got us on a journey, and this journey is leading closer and closer to the heart of the Father, and He's beginning to reveal more and more to us all the time what the point of all of this is, why Jesus came to die, what Jesus did when He gave us this kingdom. And it's the best news is that it's not so that we can have a meeting. That is the very best news. Although saying that, I've just seen a movie where in China, the church, which is fairly hidden, start their meetings at 8:30 in the morning, and they beg the preacher to not stop speaking till 7:30 at night. Then they ask him to come back the next day and the next day and do the same thing. And they say, "We love it because we haven't got any Bibles, and you're the only one who's got a Bible, so you can tell us what's in the Bible." It's amazing, but we're not going to do that. You'll be home well before 7:30 tonight, which is great. But yesterday morning, I have this, again, yesterday morning I woke up with a song in my head that I'd never heard of for ages. And was, I think it goes by the name of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's an American song. It's an amazing song. So I woke up singing it, and I woke up, and why am I singing this song? So I went and I Googled it to find out what the song is about. It's got the most amazing words. And the words that kind of stuck out in my mind, that just impressed themselves on my heart, is this one line that said, "He died to make us holy, so let's live to make men free." I thought, what an incredible thing. He died to make us holy, now let's live to make men free. We are the ones who can make men free. Nobody else is on the earth right now can make men free except you and I. Because we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us. We're the only ones who can make men free. And God's making this appeal through us. Let us make men free because He died to make us holy. Now, why can we do this? Well, there's an amazing scripture this morning I've got. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, Paul says, it's a simple thing. He says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." It's not a matter of talk, which is why I'm not going to preach for a long time. It's a matter of power. And this is what we've been focusing on. And we've come this route of only believe. The work of the kingdom is what? To believe. It's the work that God asks us to do, is just to believe. Now He takes us the next step and He says, believe and then take this and begin to set men free with what I've given you. You have got this incredible power on the inside of you, the power of the Holy Spirit, waiting to be unleashed. And most of us have got Him so firmly locked up because we don't believe, A, that He's there, and B, that He wants to do anything with or in or through us. But the Holy Spirit is waiting right now to be released, because this kingdom is about power, and power is the Holy Ghost. The power to change people, the power to set people free. We were telling Caleb the other day, we had a meeting in South Africa once, and there was this guy there, he was our neighbor, we took him along, called Nick. He was a veterinary surgeon, so he was incredibly skeptical. He kept saying, "Look, I'm a scientist, don't tell me any of this religious stuff. It's rubbish. Only science is what I believe. I don't believe anything else." And I took him along to the, we said to him, he gave us a lift to the meeting. So we said, "Hey, why don't you come in here? Do you no harm? Just come and see what us crazy religious people do." So he came into the meeting, and we're sitting there, and it was this guy called John Mumford from London, who I think was a part of Vineyard at that point in West London. So John Mumford at the end does a call to the altar, calling people forwards. And I said to Nick, he was sitting there, and we watched lots of people stream to the front for various reasons. So I said, "Hey, Nick, this is your chance to prove that we're all a bunch of fools. Come on, come up there and show us that Jesus isn't real." He says, "Yeah, that's a great idea." So he gets up with me and he comes to the front. He's going to prove there's nothing in this. And he's standing there, and we're about the last guys that John Mumford comes to. And I went up with him. I said, "I'll go with you." So we're standing there, and John Mumford comes to him, and he says, he just looks at him and he says, "So what do you want Jesus to do for you?" Now, for a start, he didn't believe that Jesus ever existed, so that was an interesting question. And I thought, oh boy, he's going to give him a mouthful right now. And he just stands there, and John Mumford keeps absolutely quiet, which is the trick. Because this kingdom is about power, not talk. And it felt to me like 10 minutes, but it was probably 30 seconds. I don't know how long it was. And I'm standing there, and I look at Nick, and his shoulders are going like this. And I think, what's wrong with him? And I look, and he is bawling, tears flowing out of his face. And I look at him, you're the scientist. What are you doing here? And it's the power that changed his heart in a second. This is what this kingdom is about. It's about the power that changes the heart of a man or a woman who doesn't believe. And that power is where right now? It's in you. The power is in us right now to change the heart of any person. It's got nothing to do with your personality, how great or extrovert you are, or how shy you are. It doesn't matter how educated you are or how uneducated you are. It doesn't matter if you've been in church for 50 years or you just walked in this morning. If you got saved 1 minute after you saved, you are full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can heal the sick. Theoretically, you can heal the raise the dead as well. I want to show you this happened. I've got a movie to show you. It's amazing. But I'm telling you something amazing, guys. This is so important. This is the season that God has for this power to begin to be released. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, wait in Jerusalem for the gift my Father promised you, for you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you will have power to be my witnesses. Right now, that same promise is sitting there in your life right now. That same promise. Jesus said, you will have power. And in Acts chapter 2, you read that, the Spirit came at Pentecost. And these guys were all together in one room, and suddenly the Spirit came, and they rushed out in the street, and they were all speaking in another language. The power was working. And the Jews heard them speaking the gospel in their own language. What happened? Peter, the fisherman, who ran away when Jesus was arrested, who said, I don't even know him, when he was being held as a prisoner, stands up and he says, brothers, this is for you. And 3,000 men get saved. This is the power that God talks about. This power that changes the hearts of anybody. This power that's waiting to turn the hearts of any man. And in Acts chapter 3, we read that Peter and John, full of the power of the Spirit, decided to go to the prayer meeting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on the way into the prayer meeting, they see this guy, they spot this guy sitting at the, being put, carried to the gate called Beautiful. It's one of the gates of the temple. And this guy asks them for some money. And Peter looks at him and says, silver and gold, look at us, he says. Give me your attention. And he says, silver and gold I don't have. What I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And this guy leaps up from his position and he begins to walk. And he begins to walk and declare this kingdom. And everybody's amazed at what God's doing. And guess what happened? The religious guys hate power because it takes it out of the realm of human control. The moment you're in power, you can't be in control anymore. So what happens? They say, arrest those two guys. And they try to stop them. And Peter and John get brought before them, before the court, and they warn them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. And they say, decide what is right, to obey you or to obey God. And they let them go. So they go back to their other guys, and they're having a prayer meeting in Acts chapter 4. And as they arrive in the prayer meeting, the people are praying. And they say, guys, this is what's happened. They've taken us. They want to beat us up. They really want to give us a hard time because we're doing this power thing that Jesus said we've got to do. So what do they pray? Lord, save us from these terrible people. Disarm them. Change the government. Say, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servant to proclaim your kingdom with signs and wonders. Reach out your hand to do mighty works to the servant, your servant Jesus Christ. They're saying to basically, Father, do the thing that got us into trouble and increase it. Make it even harder for us to do this. Because the more they don't like it, the better we're doing it. Hey, we got a problem when nobody minds us being here on a Sunday. When everybody thinks, that's fine, you guys just go and have your meeting, I couldn't care less. We're here to upset everybody. When the power is being released, we're going to upset more and more and more people. Bill Johnson made an interesting statement the other day on a thing I was watching. He said, if Jesus hadn't done any miracles, he probably would not have been crucified. Just think about it. It was the power that offended them. It was the power that caused them to hate him. It was the power that they could have dealt with an argument, but they couldn't deal with the power. And so they had to get rid of him, which was God's plan anyway. It's time for us to not be neat, church. It's time for us to be untidy and full of power. Yoko, there are people waiting to be healed by you. There are people waiting to be saved by you. Right now, there are people waiting for that power just to get released out of your life. And the only thing that's stopping, not only you, but all of us, is we don't believe what Jesus said. You will have power when my Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. It's amazing what God is doing. And I believe that the season is upon us here in London where we have got to begin to release what's inside us. The Spirit has got to go and be free to begin to heal people. How many people have ever seen a miracle in their lives? I just want to say to you, this is really just a matter of deciding that you're going to believe Jesus. Jesus said, you will have power when my Spirit comes on you to be my witness. The decision you have to make is, I believe Jesus or I believe my head? Am I going to make Jesus as big as my head? Or am I going to believe that he is bigger than my experience? Or believe that he's bigger than what I think? Do I believe that Jesus can do what he said he can do? Because that's all it's going to take for you to begin to demonstrate this kingdom. I want to ask some of the young kids to come and help me. Can I ask if there are any little children here, like Faith's age and Luke's age and anybody else around about there? Victoria, if you're here, could you come up here, you guys, all of you little ones? Could you come up here? Would you be able to do it? You need your dad to bring you? Could you come here, Luke? Or come with your dad, whatever. Yes, there they come. Adam, Basha, you want to join us? Do you want to come and join us as well? Camilla, come up here. You guys, can you come here? May, over here. Thanks. Bring them over here. Bring them all over here. Bring them over here. Thank you, Camilla. If you stand here with me. Okay, can you stand all together, children, just over there? I want to ask you a question. Yes, David as well. Amen. Amen. And Basha. Okay, children, can you just look at me? Can you look at me, Camilla? Camilla, can you look at me? Can I ask you a question? Do you believe Jesus can heal sick people? Not if you believe. You believe? You believe? You believe. Okay. Who in this room needs healing in their body today? Okay, put your hand up. Hold it up so people can see your hand. These little children are going to have to look. Would you guys go and pray for these people who got their hands up and heal them, please? Because they really need healing this morning. Okay, you want to go and heal someone, David? Just go and put your hands on them and heal them, boy. There's Joe over there. She needs healing at the back. Camilla, just you go over there. There's Joe right at the back there. She needs healing. Tandy at the back there. Just pray and just heal them. Just pray for them right now and just begin to heal them. Okay? Can somebody show Camilla where to go? Okay. Father, we just come in faith before you now. We just believe, Lord God, that the purity of these little children that has not been spoilt by any adult, Father, that they have the faith to heal the sick. And we ask right now, Holy Spirit, you will come in your power and you will begin to heal the lives of these people that have put their hands up. I ask you for healing to come in their bodies. As these children pray, as they pray believing, I ask you to heal their bodies. I ask you to do miracles this morning. I ask you in the name of Jesus, everyone who needs healing, in Jesus' name, receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We come against every attack of Satan on your body. We command every demonic force to cease to interfere with your body in the name of Jesus. We release the power of Jesus. We release the faith in Jesus. We say, by his stripes you are healed. We declare over your body the healing that came by that comment, that statement. Jesus says, be healed. Be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can anybody feel anything happening in their body? Are they feeling any better? If naught is terrible and actually great, and or no, 10 is great, naught is terrible. Has anybody seen any improvement in their situation that they can discern right now? Keep praying. Faith, keep praying. You've got to get that girl healed. We want her to be dancing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I bless you. I bless you for your power that's at work right now in us. I thank you for your authority. I thank you for this kingdom which has come. This kingdom is not sterile. It's full, ready to be released. The power of God is ready to be set free. Jesus is ready to heal. You know, we're so religious. We're so quiet and so respectable. And I want to ask Tandy to give you a testimony of what the Lord's just done.
I was sitting here and Luke came and prayed for me and Ellie Michaela, and they just laid hands on me and prayed for me. And I felt the presence of God so powerfully, like I've never felt it for a long time. And though I haven't felt instant healing, I have faith. And every time Ellie Michaela said, Jesus, Jesus, it was like an injection of faith into me. And I'm really going to keep walking in that. That faith for my complete healing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I had exactly the same thing when David prayed for me. I could just feel the presence of God all over my body, and he was praying for my ankle, and his hands were really hot, became really hot when he was praying.
Who was this?
David.
David. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got a testimony? Okay. You got a testimony.
I'm going to really encourage Faith and say that when she did lay her hands on me, there was tingling, and her hands are really hot as well when she prays.
Praise the
so
Lord.
So Faith is going to carry on praying for me, aren't you?
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God, eh? Isn't this great? It's fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. Anybody else? Okay, it's a start. The Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings. A little bit this week, a little bit more next week, a little bit more next week, and finally we see mighty signs and wonders taking place in this church. Do you know, it's so wonderful to be set free. It's so wonderful. Ephraim, it's so wonderful to see you looking so set free. We're talking about signs and wonders, brother, not the word. Signs and wonders. We're going to hear about what Ephraim's been doing in Nigeria in a week or so. Let's look forward to that. But now we want to just praise God for what he has done. And I want to say, Anybody who wants to be prayed with at the end of this meeting, would you please go over there? Can I ask some catchers to join you over there, because you're going to need to be there? Can I ask Antonio and Ruth and Tony, if you can, it's all right. I understand if you can't. And Dot and Ali to go and pray with these people. And Fred, is he here? Fred, are you there? You as well. Go and pray with anybody here and release Luke and Joe, if you can go over there, release what's in there. Mark, if you go over there, release what God's put in you so that they can be activated for the glory of Jesus. Okay. Father, I want to thank you right now. I thank you that you have a plan, Lord, and it's much bigger than anything we've ever thought of. And I thank you, Father, that where you want to take us as a church, and what you want to do in us, is not going to be absolutely what everybody wants. But Father, I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is what you want to do. You want to release these people to be mighty in God, to be powerful in testimony, to be mighty indeed. We rely on you, Holy Spirit, to release everything that we need, because we are so in need right now. We are so unable to do anything on our own, but in you we can do all things. So I ask you to do that in each one of us. I ask you, don't stop now. I ask you, Jesus, to move us on in the might and power of your name. Hallelujah. Can I ask you something, family? I believe we have to go here. I believe we have to go there. We have to become people of the Spirit. We have to. We can't stay people of the Word exclusively and nothing else. We have to be people of the Spirit as well. And I'm going to ask you to come with me on this journey, because I believe it's the journey you want. Because some of you are bored stiff, because for too long you've waited to see something happen which shows that this kingdom is alive and real. And it might be little things initially, but I believe God is going to do more as we go. Are you up for this journey? I am. Amen. Amen.